But we are going to continue with a Thanksgiving theme this week. For next week, we start moving into an Advent theme. As we look at Scripture, we're going to Psalms this week. Psalm 107. And I know it's a long section, but I want to read the whole thing anyways. So, be gracious to me. Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this, those He redeemed from the hand of the foe, those He gathered from the lands, from the east and west, from the north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains. For they had rebelled against the word of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. So He subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He brought them out of the darkness and the deepest gloom and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wondrous deeds for men. For He breaks down gates of bronze, and He cuts through bars of iron. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all foods and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He sent forth His word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of His works with songs of joy. Others went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, wonderful deeds in the deep. For He spoke and stirred up a tempest and lifted high the waves that mounted up the heavens and went down to the depths. To the peril of their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunken men. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out from their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and He guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Let them exalt Him in the assembly of the people and praise Him in the council of the elders. He turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who live there. He turned the desert into pools of water and parched ground into flowing springs. There He brought the hungry to live, and they found a city where they could settle. They sowed fields and planted vineyards and yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased. And He did not let their herds diminish. Then their numbers decreased, and they were humbled by the oppression, calamity, and sorrow. He who pours contempt on nobles made them wander in a trackless waste. But He lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, but all their wicked shut their mouths. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your great love. Lord, we ask right now that You would send Your Holy Spirit to be present here. that we would hear and know Your truth. Lord, I pray that You would speak through me, that I wouldn't get in the way of Your word, but instead You would use me to present it. Father, I pray that each person here, that You would speak to them, that each would know that they have heard from You this day, going away, might they be blessed. Father, let Your name be the one lifted up, and might we give glory and thanks to You because of Your everlasting love. In Jesus' name, amen. This last week, as I was looking at this passage, and as I looked at just the phrase, give thanks, I cheated and I went to my computer instead of taking out the concordance and looking at numbering each one myself, because I got a nice little computer program that tells me how many times the phrase give thanks is used. I know the old pastors, olden days, and what they'd go through and they'd read each, they'd find each one themselves, but I'm lazy. So, found out how many times is the phrase give thanks. How many times is it here in Scripture? Just those words, like that, is 34 times. Not a humongous amount, but it's a fair number. I mean, that doesn't count the different variations on the theme of be thankful, giving thanks, just give thanks. Just give thanks. 34 times. And there are many ways where this give thanks was put there. We were told to give thanks for various reasons. One that was quite common was for what He has done, for the various works that God has done, the things that He's done for us, the things He's done for man. As just a part of worship, we're told to give thanks. We're told to give thanks because of His righteousness. We're told to give thanks because He's near. Because of His name. Because He's good. Give thanks because we have a good God. We're discussing that in Can of Worms Bible class this morning that Peggy's teaching. Isn't God good? Well, the Word says He's good. That wasn't the exact topic of conversation, but we went that way. Give thanks because of His favor. Okay? Has God blessed you? I mean, God has blessed you. Do you live and breathe? If you do, you have been blessed. Last week, I preached about giving thanks in all circumstances. Chris, yeah, way to live the sermon. Praise God, my bike was stolen. Yeah. Give thanks in all circumstances. We're supposed to give thanks because He's the one who reigns. Okay? It's not me. Praise God. But because of Him. But by far and away, the single largest reason why we're told to give thanks is because of the eternal or enduring love of God. Of the 34 times we see the words give thanks, 16 of them are paired with phrases dealing with the eternal love of God. 16 out of 34. Well, that seems significant to me. And when we come to the very end of our passage here, Psalm 107 is great because it has give thanks more than any other single chapter. But verse 43 says, whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord. So let's consider that great love, that enduring nature of God's love. It's everlasting. It's eternal. How long is eternal? Long time? Invalid question. You know, how long is forever? Well, you know, it's a long time. It's as far as you can ever think or conceive, and then square that number or cubit or whatever. It's just, yeah. You got this little sideways eight laying there. It means, you know, forever. Infinity. How long is forever? Well, from before time until after the end of time. We'll use that for our parameters. How's that? It's a long time. We also know that God's love is perfect. How many of you have perfect love for your fellow man? Okay. Not me, but God's love for us is perfect. Now remember, love isn't about wishy-gushy feelings. What's love? Mike, you got the slide? Is it on your quick find? Love is selfless, loyal, benevolent concern for the well-being of another person. In this case, God is saying, selfless, loyal, benevolent concern for our well-being. He loves us. It means He does what's best for us. That is consistent with His plan for creation. That might mean that Chris's bike gets stolen. But God loves him. Chris doesn't have to question, does God love him because something bad happened to him? Unlike us humans, us fallible people, who sometimes say the most dreaded words. The most dreaded words. I don't love you anymore. Those words hurt more than any others I can think of. Yet I've heard person after person say those words to others. Nobody says it to me, though, because they all love me. I have been told they don't like me anymore. I'm not happy with you right now. Okay, my kids did say, I don't love you, but they were just kids being kids. You know, a little three-year-old having a temper tantrum. It's not the same thing. But yet we do that with relationships, people. I counsel too many people who have shared those words one with another. Well, it's as unbiblical as you can get. First off, love's a decision. We're told to love one another. It's a command. It's not an option. You can't stop loving somebody without breaking God's word. Being in rebellion. What they're talking about is they're not romantically inclined for them, or maybe they're ticked off at them about something. But God doesn't get that way. Okay, all these negative things that we associate with people falling in love or having a loving relationship and then falling out of it. See, God can't fall out of love with you. His love is eternal. Give thanks. Because His love isn't like ours where it's transitory. It's kind of, well, you know, if I'm feeling like it today, I love you. But, you know, if I'm feeling a little off, maybe I'm not going to. I'm going to be angry. Maybe I won't be very lovable. But Donna has to love me anyways. Well, no matter how unlovable we are, God still loves us. No matter how much in rebellion we may be, God loves us. Last week, I'm talking about love in all or giving thanks in all circumstances. I talked about how far away God was from us. All we had to do was turn to Him, and He was there. Now, in order to turn from Him, we have to turn away from sin. We turn away from sin, we turn towards God. Boom. And God's right there. Right there. right where Pastor Nui was. I mean, he was right there. That's where God is. So we need to give thanks because of the eternal, enduring love of God. It's not like ours, which isn't eternal and enduring, which isn't I love you for what I can get from you kind of thing. That's what a lot of us really mean when we say, I love you. I love you for the way you make me feel. I love you for the gifts you give me. That's not love. We have the definition up there. That has nothing to do with it. Now, we might give things to people because we love them. That's a whole different story. But to love somebody because of a gift, well, that's... No. God doesn't love us because we worship Him. We worship Him because we love Him. And we give thanks to Him because of His enduring love and that He's there for us always. Always. Now, I'm not always there. Now, I do carry a cell phone, which I left at home. I occasionally forget my cell phone. I leave it sitting on the desk or here and there, and you can't get a hold of me. But you can always get a hold of God. Just go to Him in prayer, and there He is, His enduring love. Enduring. Oh, isn't that a good word? Doesn't that just bring up images of there's so much to go through, I'm going to endure loving you. Well, I didn't think loving me was such a trial. I didn't think I was hard to love. Aren't I easy to love? Some of you are ready to fall down on the floor. No, Pastor, sometimes you're quite difficult. Especially my wife. But His love is enduring. It endures. Through the tough times. Through the good times. Through the in-between times. That's why we can give thanks. Give thanks because His love is forever. It's eternal. It's enduring. It's not going to go away. There is nothing more freeing in a relationship than to have the knowledge, the sure, ultimate gut deep knowledge that you're loved and nothing you can do will change that. I have that with Donna, except for one or two exceptions. I know if there's one or two or things I do that would really challenge her love. But I think even then, she'd still love me. There's one or two small things that maybe. But everything else, I know that she would. Well, the thing is with God, there aren't even those one or two little things. Think about that. There is nothing I can do. There is nothing you can do that will make God not love you. Pretty amazing thought, isn't it? It's an eternal, enduring, everlasting love. He loved you before you were born. Now we're going to get into the predestination. That whole thing that we were talking about earlier. You know, God created you for one purpose. Okay, He might have other purposes, but one of the purposes that He had for you is to love you. That's why He made you. He didn't make you for the purpose of hating you. Sometimes some of us feel that way. God hates me. No, God doesn't hate us. We're just not taking advantage of the love He has to offer. Remember, love isn't about making me feel good. It's about doing what's best for me. Selfless, loyal, benevolent, concerned. Benevolent doesn't mean that I get to have chocolate cookies for breakfast and chocolate ice cream for lunch and chocolate cake for dinner and chocolate milk to drink with it. That would be bad. But sometimes we're like the little kid that wants chocolate. We're saying, God, you didn't give it to me, so you don't love me. No. That has nothing to do with it. He still loves us. Sometimes he doesn't give it to us because he loves us. But we can always count on the fact that he will love us. Now, look at verse 43 one more time. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord. So we look at Psalm 107. We see, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And then it goes through and shows example after example of how the people, they didn't behave so well. God had every right to say, I don't love you. You've been bad. Well, he does love them, so he does bring discipline to them. And remember, discipline is to bring correction, to turn. It's not just to punish, to make us hurt because we did something bad, but to cause us to change our direction from a wrong way to a right way. And once that direction's been changed, okay, if the wrong way is towards sin, then the right way is towards God. And, oh, God, there you are. That's the point of discipline. God's love, it's there. It's not going to go away. Think about it. Trust in it. Trust in him. That's why he went to the cross, because of his love for us. And he was planning to do that from the beginning of creation. He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for all those out there. There isn't one person he doesn't love. And some of us are pretty downright unlovable. Kind of like David without coffee. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm like, woo. Nope, wouldn't want to. Get between you and a coffee pot, that'd be worth my life. But I'm being silly there. God's love. It's not going to go away. So what should we do because of that love? That's not going to go away. Give thanks. Give thanks. So this Thanksgiving season, we just had Thanksgiving. Now we're coming into the time of Advent and birth of Christ. And we celebrate Christmas. We have lots of reasons to give thanks. But the number one reason is God's eternal enduring love. So give thanks. Let's pray. Father, we come before you and we give you thanks. Or might we consider the great love that you have and its enduring, eternal nature. And might we rest in it. might be comforted. Might we know that you love us no matter what. And might we, Lord, with that knowledge, may we go forward into the world and do that which you've prepared us to do. May we do so giving thanks to your name and praising you for the good things you've done for men. For the good things you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.